Hi, and welcome. We're the Weasley Sisters.
This is the weekly podcast where we talk about knitting, crochet, and spinning.
And how that relates to the HPKCHC. This is episode 59. I'm Alina, a.k.a. Star Knits.
And I'm Jessica, a.k.a. Naturally Knitty. We'd like to thank you for listening. If you're a returning listener, thanks for coming back. If this is your first time, welcome, and we hope you like what you hear.
Mojo. You got any mojo, Jessica?
Yes, I finished a shawl. I used the pattern Anise, and it was really easy and fast. And it turned out really pretty. I didn't bring it down here, so I can't show you. But yeah, for my spot partner. So hopefully she'll like it.
That's cool.
Yeah, I turned it in for flying.
Cool. Mhm. And did you go and edit your Quidditch thing? You don't have to edit it. You have to reply to your post and link.
Oh, no, I didn't. Quidditch, if you Thanks. Didn't. I will do that then. I tagged them both.
Yeah. Well, you have to retell them to look at it.
Okay. Good to know.
I am helpful in that way. I finished my Quidditch mascot, which ended up being another monster. And this one I just kind of made up as I went. And then I sent all the monsters off. I'm not sure if she got them yet. I should check the delivery confirmation because that's what I did. But, I, you know, so I had sent the two I made and then the one Madison made. Mm-hmm. And then I turned that in for Quidditch. And then I made a mini Molly sweater and a mini Molly hat for Reducio, and I turned those in for Defense Against the Dark Arts, and I linked to a song called Molly Wobbles.
Very cool.
And then I wrote up the pattern for the mini Molly sweater.
It was very cute.
It's very cute. So those are my finished objects. And so it's a free pattern, and we'll link it to you in the show notes. Mm-hmm. So, I hope you like it. Make one, and then I will have projects besides mine. Okay, works in progress. What are you working on?
I am working on my owl. I'm actually almost finished with the back of my sweater.
Ooh, awesome.
Or should I say hug this sweater? But yeah, here I can kind of show you. It's like big and long. Can you see that?
It's really cool.
Yeah, and that's about it. I just got a new traveling Afghan, so I should probably work on it. But I wanted to finish this.
Yeah, I know.
First. So, yeah, that's all I'm working on.
I am still working on my scarf for the swap.
Okay.
I'm about halfway because I wanted to use up as much of. I want to use up both of the 100 grams of sock yarn, you know, as much as I can. But it's going pretty quickly. Like, I have the pattern down. I don't even have to look at it anymore, you know?
That's cool. Yeah.
And I'm working on Maddie's Tomten. I have maybe 10 more ridges to go. So that's, what, 20 rows. And then I can do the
Good.
M band. And then I'll be done.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I'm hoping I'll get that done. And, you know, for this, you know, in a week, because that's all we have left of school.
School.
So, yeah. And then I'm also working on my owl. Like, I have the chart printed out, and I've been knitting on it. And I knitted on it a pretty good amount today. So I'm on the foot part now, and I'm getting into the pattern. So it's working out pretty good.
That's cool.
I have to take a picture of that, but that's going to be my new, take around project when I finish that scarf. Okay. Cause I have this work in progress bag. It's like a bigger one, drawstring, and the Knit Picks chart keeper fits in there.
Cool.
And all four balls of sock yarn fit in there, and there's still room. So that's what I'm going to use to tote it around it. So, yeah. So that's all I have working on. I feel like this month has gone by really fast, and I should have more done, even though I have already turned in like 4 classes.
Yeah. And no, I hear you. It's gone like slow but fast. I don't know.
Yeah, it's really weird.
It is.
Okay. So
spinning. To spin or not to spin?
I spin. How about you?
I do too. I actually did a mashup of shadow and fiber arts fiber. Mm-hmm. I took 2 braids and just split them up lengthwise into, I don't know, like 8 or...
What were the original, do you remember, names?
One was Temptress in a Teapot, and the other was some sort of dragon. I think it was one of, like, the first fibers I bought from her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, almost this time last year, I think it was Hogsmeade weekend.
That's cool.
When they did that. But yeah, the one was like green and like a purplish brown and blue and some white. And then the other one was like white with like purples and grays and red tones to it.
Ooh.
So I just spin those up each on their own bobbin and then applied them together. And I got about, I think it was like 500 and something yards of a 2-ply. And it's pretty thick.
So you think it's like bulky?
I think it's bulky-ish. Yeah, Aaron, bulky maybe. And then I had some left over of the one, so I just end-plied it. And I think I only got like 60-some-odd yards of that, but that's like bulky. And I handed that in for Defense Against the Dark Arts. And
what song?
I linked to A Pensive Full of Unrequited Love.
Okay.
Because that's my favorite song.
Yeah. How did you relate that to your...
I said how...
because like, I'm too lazy to go look it up, so you're going to tell me.
Snape and Lily, like his love for her and like the two of them together and how it like was soft and I don't know. It was kind of cute. And then I even handed in the little skein too with it. And I just said, and that's like the little piece of Lily and Harry that Snape is caring about and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah.
Well, how come you had a little skein?
The leftover, the end ply that I did.
Oh, okay.
The leftover bobbin. So I must not have spun them equally or something. I don't know. One was superwash and one was merino. Or superwash merino and one was just merino. And I don't know. I think superwash is a little more slippery because they treat the wool, I guess, to make a superwash, right?
So
I don't know. That one seemed to, like, go really fast when I spun it, and the other one not so much. But that's all right. I had to, like, pre-draft it and stuff. But it was fun.
Yeah. Like, I found merino to be a little grabby. But superwash merino, yeah, is definitely more slippery and soft, if that makes sense. Yeah. Not that merino's not soft.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean.
It's easier to draft, I would say.
Yeah. I think that, too, because merino by itself, when you dye it, is easily felted. Mm-hmm. And superwash merino, of course, is not felted. So it could be, like, not that it's felted, but it's pretty grabby, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, I spun some charms up with the rest of my BFL, and it was the Hogwarts of History, the Salazar.
Okay.
And I love it. Seriously, like, I had it sitting out on my couch, and then I had it out on the table, like, by where I sit, you know?
Yeah.
Dork. Because we, so it's not like we have assigned seats or anything, but we usually generally sit in the same spots. And next to my spot, I leave all my knitting stuff. And so, like, when I finish yarn, I usually leave it out there. Or if when I get a package, I usually leave it there. But, you know, just so I can, like, look at it as I'm sitting to watch TV or whatever. But so I had this yarn sitting out, and I finally just today put it away. Like, I would pick it up and squish it and then, and stuff, because it's so pretty. It's like the beautifulest greens ever, and I love it. I just love it. I need to knit something with it, but I don't know what. But it has to wait till next month to knit with it. And then I just, like the other night, I was talking in the Quidditch thread, I think, or the spinning thread. I was in the spinning thread in Slytherin, and they were talking about spinning for Quidditch, and I was just like, I really don't spin much for Quidditch because you don't get yardage points, and that's the best way to maximize points, right, is by spinning. And then I'm like, but, you know, if I have all six classes in, then I might, or if it's under like 100 yards, you know, like, so I was like, well, and I'd been wanting to try course spinning. So I had a bunch of little tufts of fiber, like mini bats and stuff that I got from like fat fiber boxes and stuff.
Okay.
And so I pulled those out, and then from different swaps, like people send some like samples sometimes from like swaps or clubs. So I got that out and I set it down, and I started with just a plain color because not one of the pretty little bats, but and so I started with that. And I just started doing the core spinning. Oh, first I got out some Wensleydale 2-ply that I had.
Okay.
Spun up a while ago. And it was, like, leftover. Like, I had knit mittens with it. And okay. Wensleydale is pretty grabby, and it was really thin and ropey, and it wasn't my favorite yarn to use ever. Like, the mittens, even after I tried, like, fulling the mittens a little bit to make them softer, but then they didn't – it didn't work. Anyways, so I used that as the core, and I, like, overspun it, and then I started spinning the core spinning. You know, like, you spin – I spun the other way, and then I spun. So I was doing the core spinning, and I did it pretty good. And I actually really like it, and it turned out – and I turned it in today, and I, like, took a picture of it in a cupcake. I only got, like, 35, 36 yards total, because that's all I had left of the core. So – but it was fun. I think I'd like to, like, get, like, a pretty bat, you know, like Chinchilla 1957. She does some really beautiful bats, and I think they would look really, really good core spun, because I think with core spinning, if you don't want to do, like, the crazy artsy kind and you just want to show off the fibers in, like, a bat like that, I think it would turn out really, really good. And, you know, I think, though, I need to get, like – like some commercial core.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more balanced, because when I finished with my core spun, it was kind of pretty unbalanced. Like, really. Like, it was like I pulled it off the nitty dotty and it went, and it was like,
yeah. The really one time I did it, it did that too to me. So I just don't know if
I think you can do it balanced. Like, I was watching the video I got with my spin art book, and JC Bogg says she doesn't weight her fibers ever, because the minute you get them wet, they spring back up again.
Mm-hmm.
But she was saying, if you do this and you just go slow, eventually you'll get it so to where your core spinning is balanced. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I gotta try that. Some, you know, I gotta practice at it a little bit more. But I just really think, you know, like, if I have, I don't think I have any more of those pretty bats. I'd have to go look in my stash. I didn't, like, get it out, you know. But I think it would be really fun to, like, get a bat specifically.
Yeah.
To do that, or even maybe, like, take some of the rovings I have and make one. I mean, I have a freaking drum carder. I can do that.
Yeah.
I need to get some, like, Firestar and stuff to make it sparkly. Because you gotta have sparkle.
Yes, you do. And some silk.
Yeah, so, but, you know, like, stuff like that. So, it was a lot of fun, though.
Cool.
So, that's all.
You make me want to try it again.
Yeah. Well, I always was like, well, that's stupid. I don't like that. But then after I got that art, spin art book, and that other spinning art book, I forget what it's called, I'm like, so wanting to do a lot of crazy art spinning. So, yeah. And that's all I have for spinning, so.
Cool.
Next, we're on to weaving. How are you doing on weaving? Before you get into it, though, I bid on a loom on Etsy. I mean, on eBay.
So you might be joining the Jessica show in the
Yeah.
weaving. When does the bid or when does the auction stop?
Well, this morning it said 3 days, so it's probably about 2 days now. So, I hope I win and it doesn't go up because it was like a really good deal, and I was like, eh.
How far away is it?
It's in like Illinois or something.
Will they sh I mean, obviously, will they ship
Yeah,
it
the
then?
shipping is like flat rate, $10 or something like that.
Oh, that's not bad.
But I took that into my considerations when bidding because I
Right.
found another one that looks like a floor loom, but it's for your tabletop for like $25 on eBay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So I'm like, you know how I like a good deal, you know. But we'll see if I win it or not.
Cool. Okay, so me, I haven't even touched. I think I maybe wove a tiny bit like one night on my owl scarf, my last owl scarf. But I already have 5 classes in, so that's my last class besides the owl that I am doing. So that's basically what I'm going to be working on for the next week. So it should get done. It's not yet, but it should get done. And then I have big plans. I know Lamb Chop, ooh, or Double O. What
Double
was it
seven.
again?
I
Yeah,
couldn't remember.
anyway. Yes. Anyways, well, no.
Lamb chop double.
We want to do a pillow along on our looms
Oh,
because
lovely.
Amber made one.
Yes, I saw that.
Yarn Beast, Yarn Vista.
Yeah.
It is really, really pretty, and it'd be fun to do.
I
So
was
I
telling
want to do
Amber.
that. But yeah.
But I was
So.
telling Andy about her pillow, and I was like, as I was bidding on looms, I guess
I
I was
also
quiet.
want to make some floor rugs. I have a lot of like old t-shirts that I like went through my closet maybe a year ago and like A didn't fit or had a hole or stained or whatever, but I didn't throw them away. So I want to make like I want to get some like real carpet warp for the warp and then and then use the t-shirts and cut them up and just weave with that
That would be fun.
and makes like a long rug for our entrance to the garage because people stomp in there and get it all yucky in winter. So I thought that'd be cool. So I have a couple plans for it.
That's cool.
So yeah, so I definitely want to finish that last scarf. But that's about it.
That's cool.
So sewing.
Yes.
This would be the Alina show.
I have been doing a lot of sewing. I got a ton of fabric because Joann's last week was having a huge sale, like 30 to 40% off of all their fabric. And like normally you don't get that much off. You get like 10 or 20. And then I was ironing a lot and sewing a lot. And then I did a small shop update today because I was like, I have a brainiac idea of taking a picture of the ones that are done when the light is out and then updating it at night when the light is not out and I'm sick of sewing. So I did that yesterday. And then I'm thinking about vending at a show in Maryland. It's like called the Yarn Party or something like that. You have to get or the homespun yarn party is what it's called. But you have to like get in by jury, like they vote on your stuff and you have to submit your application by like the 26th, I think. So I'm like still looking into it and thinking about it, but
That would be cool.
yeah, I think it would be cool. But it's only like 3 hours away, so. And it's like way cheaper than the Pittsburgh Knit and Crochet Show, which I was thinking about originally, but I don't think I could do that. So for like my first craft show, it would be, you know, and I think it would be fun to do a show. But I mean, if I do get accepted, then I have to do like crazy sewing craziness.
Right. And when is the show?
Actually? It's March 24th.
Okay.
It's a Sunday. So.
Yeah. Cool.
And I would probably like see if Andy's parents would let the girls sleep over that night before and go, you know.
Yeah, I'd just see you there.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think it would be really cool to do. So that's the word on the street. So, no sewing in your court?
Nope.
Okay. And we're on to gym. So I worked out last week twice, which I'm trying to get over this like whole like only working out twice thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that if I don't get up and work out, I tell myself, oh, you'll work out at night. That's a big fat lie. I don't. So I need to just start getting up and doing it, but I don't. But I mean, once I start working out, I really do enjoy it. It's just like getting myself over to the bike and getting on it. That's
oh,
the hard part.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, because once I start it, I'm like, oh, I really like this and I don't really want to stop. And I can go for like, you know, 45 minutes and then, you know, stop. But I have added, after working out, I've been doing sit-ups and leg lifts.
Okay.
Just because I want to strengthen my stomach muscles so my back muscles don't go out anymore. And that, I was doing that and it totally kicked my butt. Like the other day, I was like, I could feel it. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, I told Andy, I'm like, I'm never doing that again. That sucks. Because the whole day, like anytime I would laugh, I was like, ow. You know, so. But I mean, that's good. And I just have to get over this whole only two times a week. I need to get it up to three times a week. And I'm kind of mad at myself because I went, I was working out like four or five times a week. And then I stopped.
Yeah. It happens, but you're trying. And that's a good thing, you know.
Yeah, but I have been eating less. And my pants do feel a little bit bigger, so. Maybe I've lost weight. I have to weigh in tomorrow. Wednesday's my weigh day. But like I said, like this, my theme for the year is like, it's all, you know, finding myself. So I'm like being nice to myself and I'm not like relying on what the scale says to make me feel important, mm-hmm. if that makes any sense.
Yes.
So like I'm doing it just so I can gauge where I am, but it's not like the end all or be all type of thing for me, at least. Like, I mean, yeah, I want to lose weight, but at the same time, I'd rather be happy and be fit, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
So how about you? How's the gym for you?
Good. My goal was to start the Couch to 5K program this week.
Cool.
And, I did, but well, before that happened, I kept, like, I hate waking up early. Like you said, it's hard to just get up and actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
Mornings are so hard, and it's so cold out lately that I was just like, ugh. So then I decided to try out Planet Fitness, which is a gym, and it's open 24 hours a day. And it's open 24 hours a day. And I figured I could go after I put the kids to bed. That way I could get out of the house and do it on my time.
Yeah.
And not have to like dread getting up in the morning. And so far, I mean, I only went three times. It's been good though. Like, you know,
does it have like a track or something, or how do you,
I'm on a treadmill.
Oh, okay.
Which is new for me too. Like I've never really ran on a treadmill before, so I'm getting used to that. The first time I got off it, I felt all dizzy and weird. I'm like, oh my gosh. But no, so it's going good. I ran tonight, so I might be a little not enthusiastic right now. I'm like kind of dead.
That's funny.
But
that's cool though. That's awesome.
So yeah, so I finished week one. Tomorrow will be, or not tomorrow, but next week is week two.
So.
But yeah, so that's good. And I also, this kind of fits in with gym, maybe not, but I wanted to be drinking water more, and I always say that, but today is, you know, technology is awesome, right? So I got an app, and it's awesome, and it, like, beeps at me throughout the day to drink water, and I log my water intake. It's really cool. I don't know if you can see this.
Yeah. What's it called? Because I think I've heard of it before.
There's a couple different ones. I forget what this one's called. It doesn't...
Because I have a friend who was using that too.
Drink water, I think it's called. But it's cool. And you can customize like the ounces that are in the different things that you can put on there.
That's
so
awesome.
It's been good. And like actually for a whole week I've been, or almost a whole week, I've been drinking like at least 80 ounces, if not 100. So that's good.
That is good.
Yeah. So I was excited about that.
Yeah, that was one of my goals, was to drink more water. And so I've been using my Tervis cup and filling it up. And I think this is my third of it. And I think it's like a 24-ounce. But I like the Tervis cup because it's a hot or cold one. Not that I would drink hot water because that's just gross. But, you know, like in the summer, I like to put iced coffee in it.
Yeah.
But I could also put hot coffee in it if I wanted to. But I don't. I'm drinking it water. And I'm using it too because I had a really cool water bottle that mom got me that I would clip on stuff. But I dropped it too many times and it broke. And I had been carrying it around thinking like, why is this leaking? And then I looked and the top of it was like all cracked. And then I had another one, and these were all green, and I loved them because they were green. So I had another one that you would pop the thing up and you could pop it down and it wouldn't leak. And I dropped it too, and it broke too. So then I was like, maybe I should get one that's lifetime warranty or something, because, you know, the Tervis cups are lifetime warranty, and if you like break them, they replace them. So I got one. I got out my Tervis cup, which I had, but the only thing is it doesn't, like, the lid doesn't, like, it doesn't close, so it does leak.
Yeah, it just has a straw, right?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I probably could go look and see if they have the kind with the straw, the closey lid kind, but I kind of try to stay away from Bed Bath & Beyond because you go in there and, like, I go kind of crazy and I want everything, so.
Yeah, they have pretty cool stuff in there.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess I could look, you know, get a coupon and then look and say, I'm only buying the coupons, you know, I don't know. But yeah, so I only have one green water bottle left, and I was, you know, like I go through water bottles and I wash them.
I'm sorry. I'm like, I just realized that I messed up a cable. It's going the wrong way, so I'm trying to fix it.
Okay. I always do that with a crochet hook. Like I drop it down and I grab the crochet hook to use it to make it the right way.
Yeah. Well, it's like a big cable over.
So then it's not like going to be too hard.
5 stitches, so I just dropped all 5 down, and I'm gonna redo them. It won't be bad, but okay. I was just like,
so good
I
for you doing the cool gym stuff.
Yes.
And so, how did your no grain week go? Did it help you lose weight and stuff?
I lost 2 pounds.
That's good.
Yeah, it was like so hard though, like mentally.
Yeah.
But also good too. It made me realize like how much I was eating grain, and sugar was the main thing. So I've been more careful with my choices lately and during the day. Like if I want a snack, I'll, you know, like have an apple or yogurt or, you know what I mean? Instead of snacking on crap. So, you know, that's good, I guess. So, I mean, I eat healthy and I eat good food, but then I also eat the bad food too. So
yeah, that's cool. That's always good when it, you know, helps stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So I changed our enablement title to Random Randomness.
Awesome.
Because we both are on, like, not so much of a yarn diet, but we're on a low spending plan.
Yeah.
So it's not really enablement anymore. It's just random. So we
makes
are
me
thinking.
Think of iCarly.
Oh, really? I don't think I've ever seen that show.
Oh, yeah. They do random dancing. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
Well, randomness is just basically where we talk about random things.
Really? I couldn't have guessed.
We are thinking of planning a celebration for our 73rd podcast, which we are on 59. So that's not very far off.
No.
So we are taking ideas of how we should celebrate it. I have an idea that I wanted to run by you to see if you liked. Okay. I was thinking maybe we could go into our stash and either go through our yarn stash and de-stash something to give away.
Okay.
Or also and go through our fiber stash, spin something to give away, or also and go through our fiber stash and give away fiber. What do you think?
I think that sounds like fun. But so, what are we going to make people do for it?
I don't know.
Or is it just going to be
celebration?
Yeah.
But we could also take donations if people want to give away for celebration. You know, we're celebrating our 73rd birthday.
We are.
Like, that's what we're doing. You know, that so is. If, like, we have anybody listening that wants to, like, donate a prize, we could do, like, you know, just have do different threads in our thing, and people could enter, and then that's how we'll draw from.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, we'll think of that eventually. So,
if you have ideas or input, go ahead and let us know.
Yes, because we like that, and we like to give away things, and it's a good way to get stuff if you're on a yarn diet because it's free.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's my plan. So,
ooh, yeah.
More randomness. I got Javier in the mail. He is the next critter for Critter Crawl. Is that how you say his name?
Yeah.
Okay. And he's a cute little a cute little cat, but he's as big as a mouse. And he's orange and a little button on his belly. But I haven't gone anywhere with him. I need to take him places. And I sent on Buster. To you. Oh, and I also got a Reducio package. My Reducio package. It was so much fun. It was like a birthday celebration.
Okay.
And I got a sock, of course, because that's what Reducio is. And she knit this like little cozy for the soap that she had made. Like a glycerin soap, so it was like one of those clear ones. And I think the pouch that it came in, I could probably use it for like, I don't know. It's like square. It's really cute. And then, I got this like hot chocolate thing. It's like a marshmallow dipped in it's like a chocolate cube. And then there's marshmallows and you just like heat up milk and you put this cube and it's like on a stick. You put this cube into your
milk
and stir it and it melts and makes it chocolatey, and then you put the marshmallows on it and you have hot chocolate.
That sounds fun.
It's pretty cool. And then she also sent me some really cool stitch markers in this really cool like handmade box from like a recycled Christmas card.
Cool.
And she sent me some awesome like bling nail stickers.
Ooh.
So, I'm excited. It was really cool. And, yeah.
Fun.
So, I sent out some prizes from last term that I just hadn't sent them out. They were just stitch markers that I made, and I sent them out. And I got a message from one of the ladies that she got them, and she really likes them. So, I was happy because I tried to make them, you know, they told me what's colors they like, so I just kind of tried to make the stitch markers match what they like. So
yeah,
that's always fun. And yeah, that's it. Oh, Madison got this cake pop maker for her Christmas present. Like, she got a gift card for Michael's. And so, with her gift card, she bought a cake pop maker. It looks like a
Okay.
George Foreman, but it makes cake. It makes balls of whatever you put in it.
Yeah.
So, she was like, "Do we have any cake mixes?" This is what she said today. "Do we have any cake mixes that I could make cake pops?" And I was like, "I just threw a bunch of cake pops away because they are moldy. Like, we had some and then we didn't eat them, so we threw them away because we don't have a cake pop. We don't have the cake pop sticks." So she just made like they were kind of like donut holes, but not really. They were cake holes.
And that is the name of this episode, Cake Holes.
Anyways, so I was like, "You can do that only if you make brownies." So she got a brownie mix out and made cake pop brownies. Oh my goodness, they were awesome. Like, every single one was like a corner. They were crunchy on the outside and like fudgy brownie-y on the inside. Awesome.
Sounds
Awesome. So
good.
she made that and they were so awesome. There are still some, you know, but they're really awesome. So, yeah. Oh, I have like a list of things that I just went through and I was like, "Oh, let's talk about this because it's random." I got a late Christmas card from the Christmas card swap that the Gryffindors did last term. And it came with like this really cute snowflake. It was cool. It was well worth the wait because it was really awesome. And that was from Cat's Mousehold. So, I have to send her a thank you because I didn't do that yet. And I'm a bad swapper, I guess. So yeah.
As long as you say thanks, it'll
Yeah.
be okay.
Yeah. Well, I you know, like really it was just a card swap, so I wasn't expecting anything either too.
Right.
So have you heard of this thing called Nimble Sticks?
No.
So it's basically this new website that's in beta testing. It's basically like Facebook, but for knitters.
Oh.
And they have like, I'm like just, I just signed up for it because I saw something in the one Fat Fiber group
Okay.
that I'm in. But they also have advertisement on the Knit Girls website right now. So if you if you watch their thing, you see it. But so I'm still getting used to it. But I guess you like update your status about what you're doing and stuff, and you know. But anyways, if anyone wants an invite, just let me know and I will send you one because I'm in there and I can invite you. Which I think I sent you one, Jessica.
Oh, when?
Well, a couple days ago.
I'll have to look at that.
Yeah, it might be in your spam. But it's pretty cool. Like, you can put your like stash up there and stuff, but I kind of wish that they would link it to Ravelry so we could just.
Import?
Yeah.
Or Ravelry just needs to have a function like that.
Yeah, like maybe they could talk to the Ravelry people and do and join it together, 'cause that would be totally awesome. 'Cause then I wouldn't have to like go and make more friends. You know, not like that, but you know what I mean? Like, you know, like how on
Yeah.
Ravelry you have your friends that you talk to and stuff. So it'd be nice to see what's going on because, to tell you the truth, I only saw pictures of you finishing that shawl on Andy's Facebook thing because he
Really?
had his what's that book thing? Kindled Fire, and he was like looking at it. I'm like, "What's that? That's a pretty shawl scarf." And I'm like, "That's," because he was like scrolling through. I'm like, "Stop, go back." And he's like, "That's Jessica's shawl." And I'm like, "I didn't see that." I was like so mad. So I only saw it on his Kindle Fire, not on
That's
my
funny.
thing. But
Or
granted, I
weird.
haven't been online too much. Well, today I was online like crazy amounts of time, but I hadn't been online that day very much because I was sewing a bunch. So, but yeah. If
I
any.
also post a lot on Google Plus about yarny things, probably more so than Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, but so that Nimble Sticks, it's interesting. And I just, if you guys want to invite, just send me a message and I will send you one.
I'm going to look for it. And if I can't find it, I'll have you send me one again.
Okay.
If you can.
So
cool.
Randomness going on with you?
Yeah, I had sick kids. so that was fun. Not really. It started last Wednesday. Leah came home from school and it just went through the kids. so I did a lot of like sitting around and not doing much. Well, like, you know, taking care of them, but like I couldn't do my normally scheduled things during the day, which was fine. But luckily they're all better now. They all still have like coughs. Like it was like flu. It was like a high fever and they like laid around for a day or two. A couple of them like got sick and then they were okay. But then Chloe was worrying me because her cough sounded so bad. And then I started to get paranoid about her getting pneumonia again.
That's
yeah. So I took her in yesterday.
Yeah.
To the doctor's office and, just let them know, like, you know, her past history, because we just went to the walk-in. And then, so luckily they were on the same page and they gave her a chest x-ray just to see, but there's nothing in the lungs, which made me happy.
That is.
And then this morning she didn't have a fever, so she went to school. But yeah. So that was, you know, pretty much my week. I got a bag of the month club.
Really? Did you?
from you. But it's really cute. And it's got little colorful dragons all over it. And it makes me think of Puff. Is it Puff the Magic Dragon, right? Lives by the sea?
Yeah.
Or yeah, it's Pete's Dragon. Okay. Anyways, it makes me want to watch that movie.
Disney's has a Pete's Dragon. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, that's the dragon it makes me think of, but it's really cute. And I have my owl in there right now.
Ooh, lovely.
So, and it's pretty roomy too. And I got cute little stitch markers with it. And Buster came with him, or with it.
Came
with it. But I need to take pictures and I haven't. I didn't want to get him out. Like, I opened the package and then I shoved him back in because I didn't want, like, sickness to, like, follow him wherever he went.
You could always give him a bath of Lysol.
But, yeah, anyway, so we're all better now, so I can start taking pictures of him. But he's awfully cute. And every time I get a critter, I keep thinking, man, my Harold's huge compared to, like, all the, like, tiny little cute critters.
That's funny.
But whatever. So, yeah, that's pretty much it, I think. I haven't really done anything. Oh, no, I got, and I don't have a picture of it, but I got another Nerd Girl Yarn Fiber of the Month Club, which I should really discontinue. I mean, I love it. But I should just discontinue it because I shouldn't be spending money every month on it. But it's really pretty and sparkly, and it goes from like yellows to blue, and it's just gorgeous. So I'll have to take a picture maybe tomorrow and get it up. It is. And I think that's it. I don't know. I made Rice Krispie treats tonight for Chloe. She has her snack day tomorrow. And I kind of convinced her to do that just because A, it was easy and I didn't want to like bake anything or, you know.
B, you remembered and it's not like tomorrow morning.
All right. So I got out these marshmallows that who knows how old they were and I'm trying to melt them. Like,
were they
half an hour later, well, they were not hard, but, like, I don't know. Like, they would not melt, and, like, it was getting, like, brown and, like, caramely, and so finally, I took, like, after, seriously, a half an hour, and, like, Rice Krispie Treats takes, like, 5 minutes, right?
Well, certain marshmallows melt better than the others, but I don't think they ever not melt.
Well, there was, like, I mean, melted bits, but then there's, like, whole, almost whole, like, things of where I was like, what is going on with this? It's crazy. So I threw it in the microwave, and they all pretty much melted, but it was, like, so thick and hard. Like, so then I just threw some, like, Cheerios in it, and I tried to stir, and it's, like, the weirdest experience of Rice Krispies treat making ever. So then I just shoved it on some wax like the kids could have it at home. So then I went out to the store and bought some new marshmallows, and it worked perfectly. So that was good. But then I tried to get the icky ones, like, off the wax paper, and I forgot to spray it. Oh. And, like, so it's, like, all stuck, and it's, like, so hard because it, like, cooked for how long, and I'm like, oh my goodness.
You could use it as, like, a doorstop.
Pretty much, but I don't know. It was just kind of funny, and, like, I'd never seen that happen before to marshmallows, so.
I wonder how old those marshmallows were.
I don't know. I'm guessing, like, a year or two at least.
Or more, because marshmallows.
I know. They're
they
like,
have shelf life? They have.
I don't know.
They're kind of like Twinkies. They last forever. I guess not, though, huh?
No, no. Well, I mean, they lasted, but they just didn't melt. So,
yeah. That's hilarious. I'm sure, like, after 10 minutes, you should have been like, huh, maybe.
Well, I kept thinking, I'm like, well, I didn't want to have to run out to the store to get more marshmallows. And I, like, was like, maybe they'll melt, I'll turn it down, and I'll throw some more butter in there, and, like, kept, like, at it. And it just, yeah.
Yeah, it was
a bad experience. It was funny, though.
That is funny. So, now you make me want to have Rice Krispie treats.
I think, actually, after we podcast, I'm going to go and melt some chocolate and drizzle it over the top. Or dip them. I saw on Pinterest them dipped, and then you, like, put sprinkles on the dip, like, half of it dipped in chocolate. It looked cute. So I might do that if I'm not too lazy. I'm feeling lazy, though.
Yeah. Well, it was, like, really cold here today. So cold that before we podcasted, I went and took a really hot shower because I was, like, my toes were, like, so, so cold. Even though I was wearing a sweater, socks, and slippers, my feet were so cold. So I was just like, I'm just going to take a really hot shower. And then now I'm, like, fine. But I'm like, I don't want to turn the heat up because I don't want the heat to go up too hot. I don't want it to get too hot because we have radiators. So the heat stays pretty constant.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
No, I hear you. It's been, like, right now, it's 4 degrees out.
Like, the girls went outside to play, and I only let them play for, like, a half an hour out there, and then I made them come in. But I made them wear, like, a sweatshirt under their snow pants and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I made, like, Bella wear her Spidey balaclava, and Madison wear, like, a scarf wrapped around her face because it was, like, so cold out. I was like, you gotta keep warm. And
Yeah. Definitely.
But Bella was so excited she got to wear that Spider-Man thing outside. I was like, this is the day you wear it because then you don't need a scarf. So, yeah. Okay. So, there's no rock song this week.
Okay.
Mainly because I didn't pick one out. And please be sure to check out our show notes on the podcast blog, which is the Weasley Sisters podcast.wordpress.com. And if you'd like to come on the show, just contact one of us and we'll work something out. And if you have an idea for our 73rd anniversary show, contact us. Or if you'd like to donate a prize, let us know. So until next week, we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.